KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. At some point in its creation, every writing project, a feature film script, a TV pilot, a four-minute radio commentary, whatever, is about twice as long as it should be. And after you've played with the margins and fiddled with the font size, you eventually have to figure out what to cut. Now, if you have a partner, this is pretty easy. You cut his stuff. But if you're writing alone, and most writers do, it's trickier. Because, well, it was hard to do in the first place. I mean, writing of any kind requires a certain physical commitment. You've got to sit still, at the very least, which is always hard for me. And it means tapping out on a keyboard, which no one really likes. And then there's the thinking. Now, film directors have a similar problem. I mean, there's always something to cut, no matter how many times they've deluded themselves and attempted to delude everybody else that, hey, I edited it in the camera, or I only shot what I know I'm going to need. But when they all assemble in the editing suite and take a look at the bloated, unwatchable rough cut, honest directors will jump out of the window, and dishonest ones will hold it together until they leave the studio gates and then pull the car over and cry. Next time you drive past the studio, notice all of the nice cars parked along the side streets with a single person in them shaking violently from the sobs. Those are directors who have just seen the rough cut. But for writers, when the script starts to widen a bit and every writer has had the experience of shielding his or her eyes from the bottom left screen on final draft, which shows the page count, there's a tendency to either freak out and go back and start cutting, or just plow on, get it all down, let the thing expand 20, 30, 40 pages too long, and trust that somehow, after playing with the margins and fiddling with the fonts, it can be cut down to size. Which it can, of course. I mean, everything can get cut. Nothing comes out perfectly the first time, but it's painful. Now, ego's a big part of that. If I wrote it, it must be a gem, but there's a more powerful writer's emotion in play here, and that's laziness. See, most writers I know, the good ones anyway, would rather do anything else than write. And most writers I know, the good ones anyway, hate to cut material because it means that somehow, despite their best efforts, despite the distractions of email and Facebook and the local coffee place and rearranging their desks and gossiping at lunch and surfing the web, somehow, they worked too hard. They wrote too much. They miscalculated the physical and mental effort necessary to complete the task, and they ended up breaking the writer's most sacred rule: never do too much work. Never give the studio extra. Now, I've worked with writers for years, and the only way you can really convince them to cut anything without a huge amount of drama and foot-dragging is by promising them that they'll be able to use the deleted material later in a subsequent episode or a script for which they'll also get paid. And that's the writer's second most sacred rule. If at all possible, try to get paid twice for the same material. That is after you play with the margins and fiddle with the fonts. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get over it. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.